Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. Well, kids today can text, but they can't talk. They can comment, but they can't connect. Modern technology has not improved the lives of our young people. Well, today we're talking with a mom and a son, a team who are teaching their kids how to talk face to face, how to build meaningful relationships, and how to develop the confidence that they need for long-term happiness and success. That's coming up next. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Corletis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast again this week. We're so glad that you're joining us. Every week we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. So, boy, we've got a great show today. Before the wide use of texting and social media, kids learned important face-to-face communication and social skills organically. They used to just simply talk to one another in person. Well, that's not happening anymore. We know that. Now young people must be taught these communication skills. Well, Tracy Vittorini has spent 28 years in the business world as a leader, sales executive, and a coach. She's the founder of the coaching programs Teen Edge and Built to Win. Now, her son, Caden, he's a top voice in the youth motivation and leadership world. He's a TEDx speaker, and Caden is the founder of Vit Factor, a movement dedicated to helping young people unlock their full potential. Well, welcome to this dynamic duo here. We've got Tracy and Caden, mother, son. We've never had a duo like this on the Moms for America podcast, so welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're excited to be here.
Have you guys done a podcast together like this?
No.
This is our first one, so this is exciting.
Oh, this is great. And you know, the moms out, you know, they're listening or watching, they're going, wow, this is so great. You know, I work with my daughter. Kimberly works with her daughter and her son, actually. And there's nothing like, you know, raising your children up, being so proud of them, and then including them in your fold and watching them grow. So Tracy, you must be so proud of Caden, and we're going to get into his story and your story, but I see you beaming over there.
I know I am. All watching him through the journey, seeing him grow so much, that's something that as parents, as a mom, that's all you hope for, right? Is happiness and success. And that some seeing that and having those conversations, like we go on walks and we're talking about all the things that he's doing to help our youth. And it's something I'm passionate about too. So having that bond us is like awesome.
And Caden, you are a chip off the old block from what I'm understanding. And I've seen your mom in action.
Oh, she is amazing. I've learned so much from her, and she is my biggest supporter. And, you know, just seeing how I was just a handful of years ago, she has taught me so much. And just a big thanks and appreciation goes towards her.
Yeah. Well, this is so great. All right. I'm going to go back to you, Tracy, and we're going to go back and forth between both of you here. Why did you start your coaching program? And that's how actually I ran into you and what you were doing in the community. Why did you start that?
Yeah. So I have a master's in psychology and I specialize in adolescents. And I love that age. People think I'm crazy. They're like teenagers, but I've always liked them and gravitated towards them when the boys, I have an 18-year-old as well. And always would talk to their friends when they would come over, but I have a very strong, I didn't go in that direction, but, and I also have a strong business background and I was in the career related industry. So in 2019, right before COVID, I wanted to always do, have my own company. And I was like, God, I want to take my two passions and kind of put them together. So I decided to create Teen Edge and really help kids learn the skills that I didn't have when I was younger. And that's something that I focused on with my boys and seeing the difference in them. So I really wanted to create it to change kids' lives, like to really make a difference. And then COVID hit and then it kind of had to redo everything. But yeah, that's why I got started. And also I think, so two reasons. I knew what I wish I knew at that age. Like,
Oh,
I'm
so
talking
true,
like
right?
young
Yes.
adult, like 18, 19, you think you know it all. It's like,
Yeah.
if I can make it a little bit easier for them, that's what I want to do. And then the
Yeah.
second thing was, I was actually looking for a communication school for Caden. And because he's naturally good at it, I was like, I want to double down on this. And there was nothing out there. So I was like, that's a big part of my company is like helping kids talk.
Yeah, well, that's it, right? Because now, and Caden, you can speak to this too. I have a 27, 25, and a 20-year-old, and boy, this is a whole different world of communication and how you approach talking to people and how you communicate and what you do on texting and not on texting and social media. Boy, the challenges are really incredible for your generation, and I know that's why you became even more involved in this, Caden. You saw probably what your mom was doing, and then you said, boy, myself as a Gen Zer, how can I help my generation from the things that I've learned and bring people on a journey?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I saw the effect it was having on communication skills through the technology and social media, where I always say they can text but can't talk. They can comment but can't connect. And that's a big part of what I focus on. And I would say communication is the number one skill that I cover when I go to talk in a one-on-one coaching session or a group workshop or a school assembly. So you're right. It's much different for kids that are growing up nowadays, and it ha is having a big negative effect on them in many different ways.
And what's going to happen? I mean, this is a side note here, but what's going to happen with AI now? I mean, come on, Tracy, Caden, what's going to happen with AI? Because this now is going to take, from what I'm understanding, I mean, it's the good and the bad again, right? But it is going to literally dumb down the rest of this generation and generation to come, right? Because we just ask AI to do everything. I was watching a clip and they actually had AI'd actors. And they now don't even have to hire actors to do these short bits.
We both have done debates like a couple years ago on the pros and cons of social media. So we would have workshops where the kids had to, because we wanted them to practice their communication. So we were like, okay, both teams. Now it's moving to like, what are the pros and the cons of AI? And one thing that I think is really cool that Caden and his team are really kind of getting involved in and going to take it to schools is the cyberbullying with AI and those like the fakes, they call it. I don't know, deep fakes,
Deep
Caden, I
fakes,
guess you
yeah.
call it.
The deep
But it's
fakes.
affecting mainly female young girls that are it like another side of bullying that it's going to be very hard to control. So he's actually doing a lot of research on that topic and is going to be taking that to the school. So I think that side is like nobody's even thinking about that.
Right, a
Well,
lot of people.
go
I was
ahead,
going to say,
Caden.
yeah, people are so focused on the pros of AI, but they're not even focusing or thinking about the negative side of things and meeting with these school principals and teachers about what's going on through social media. But not only with social media, but mixing in AI and these kids are learning how to use it. It's getting scary for sure.
It sure is. In fact, I was at the White House with the First Lady when she signed that bill, the Take It Down bill, which was regarding deep fake posts, pornography, bullying, all that stuff. You cannot, I mean, we have got to have a standard now, and it has to become law that you cannot just literally lie and ruin
I
someone's
know.
entire life by putting up something fake about them. And again, we used to
And it's
figure
hard
this
to
all out.
control once it's out there. It just goes. It's
Well,
viral.
Tracy, right? When we were young, we would figure it all out on the playground. I mean, the girls would have a fit, they wouldn't talk to somebody, that was it, or the boys would get into a scuffle.
I
Now
know.
it's all out on the internet, which is, oh my gosh. So some of the schools are banning phones. Are you guys seeing any of this happening? I know I took my son out of public education and sent him to private, and there was no phones in the school, in the
Right.
classrooms.
I totally am on board with that. I think there should not be phones in the school at
Yeah,
all.
no phones, or I'm even seeing like some restrictions on if you're connected to the Wi-Fi and things like that. So, every school district's different, but I agree with my mom and of course you, Debbie, that there shouldn't be phones, especially in the classroom.
Well, let's talk about some of the challenges that both of you are seeing and basically why you started on your journey, Caden. What you deal more with the teens, right, Tracy? And then Caden's dealing with age groups. What age group are you do you start at and what's your target audience, I guess? I'd like to know for
Caden's
you,
like
Caden.
kids and teens. He's actually does coaching for even 20-year-olds. I'm actually moved up a little bit. I'm more 16 and up, so more like that upper high school and college level. Because what I'm seeing is that kids are going to college, but they don't really know how to network. They don't know how to find their own opportunities. And that was something that was a big thing for me, is like teaching that young adult to create their own opportunities. Like, you have to go seek them out. You have to go to events. You have to go and reach out to people. And they're just sitting back waiting for life to happen to them. And that is something that you cannot do. It's very competitive out there.
Yeah.
So people are graduating colleges and they're not getting jobs and their degree, but they're not doing the things that I know that I help with. But also then, so creating your opportunities, but recognizing them when they're in front of you. I think a lot of young adults say no to things that they haven't really wanted to do. They're very quick to say no. Versus, why not say yes? Why not try something? It may change your life. It may give you a new opportunity, a new path. So, and then lastly is when there's an opportunity in front of you to actually capitalize on it and go all in. So that's something that I'm seeing, that they're just kind of like going to college or not going to college, but don't know really what to do.
Right. Caden, what were your thoughts on that? What are some of the things that you're sharing with your groups when you speak? Because you do one-on-one, you do, I've seen you do conferences. By the way, we've got a TEDx. I mean, come on, you're out there really sharing a lot of great information to your generation.
Thank you. Yeah. So I'm working, starting with about fourth, fifth grade throughout middle school and high school, and doing the coaching and then speaking at schools in front of sometimes 2,000 students. I would say it's that social isolation. And it started from the pandemic and then through technology and social media and gaming, where they don't know how to have a conversation. And I think just a conversation is talking. It's much more than that, by just you're presenting yourself, your body language. It's your energy and attitude before you even say your first words. So you're telling people how you feel before you even start that conversation. And then getting into it, how do you make a proper introduction? How do you expand that a conversation by the types of questions and ways that connect? But then after that, how do you make a strong friendship? How do you advocate for yourself if something is going wrong? So all these different areas that I believe within communication is so important, but is definitely lacking in, you know, the schools and just all ages from fourth, fifth grade, all the way up to high school.
All right. Right after this short break, we'll continue our discussion with Tracy and Caden about helping our young people thrive. Stay with us. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their School Box online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com.
You know, I've never really felt comfortable sharing pictures of my kids on social media. Then I found Tubu, a premium social app with an actual authentic community. No bots, no one trolling me or my family, just clean, wholesome content you can trust.
All right. Welcome back, moms. Before we conclude our really interesting interview with Kaden and Tracy, I do want to ask all of you to please like, subscribe, and share this podcast. This is a podcast, of course, just like really all of our other podcasts, to share with the friends in your circle. This will be a big help for moms and for teens, actually kids as early as grammar school. So please share this with your mom friends and let them know about the Moms for America podcast. Also, if you have an idea or a topic for an upcoming podcast or some feedback, would you please email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net. I would love to hear from you. And lastly, to all of you that are listening or watching, I really want to make sure that you have joined the movement here at Moms for America. We are the ultimate support group. We are uniting all across this country. As moms, we are fighting for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. So please check us out at momsforamerica.us. We have incredible resources for you moms. We have webinars and seminars. We have so much information that will help you on your journey through motherhood. So again, please check us out at momsforamerica.us. Sign up for our newsletter. We have a weekly blog that is always so timely and so perfect for you and what's happening in your home. And also we have a podcast and again, webinars and seminars. So please join us at momsforamerica.us and be a part of the movement. Biggest takeaways is that kids, one, they never have any downtime. So there's never a moment to be creative. Like, it's okay to be bored. Parents, have your children be bored. It's one of the greatest things that they can do, because when they're bored, they will then try to think of things to do. And then you guide them and you help cultivate them and help them dream. We've lost the opportunity of dreaming too. I think a lot of the kids, yeah, they watch all of the social media and they live through everyone else's dreams, but it's your dream. It's your, yeah, future. It's exactly what you both are saying in different ways. It's like the kids have lost all motivation to strive and to work through hard situations. I mean, they would rather, they have this option of this fake world out here that they can stay in, but it's, yeah, not the real world.
Yeah, I know. And he does a really good, Kaden, you should talk about kind of the Apple story about comparing, yeah, yourself, because, you know, a lot of kids just look at social media and think everyone has that perfect life. Right. And go ahead, Kaden. I don't want to,
yeah,
interrupt you.
No, that's a big topic that I'm seeing is the comparing themselves to others, which affects them believing themselves. They don't see their potential, yeah, their confidence. So I show a picture of an apple, and through the mirror, the apple is shiny, round, perfect. But on the other side, what you don't see, it's rotten, cut up, and bruised. So I say that to say this is what you see on social media, one, or two, what you hear in a conversation. People are only posting out their happiness, their success, their wins, mm-hmm, how great they're doing. They're not talking about their challenges, their failures, and tough times that they might be facing. So that leads them to compare themselves to others. And plus, with the AI coming into play and, you know, wanting to, you know, put themselves in the pedestal to be viewed as the best possible way, it's just not real. And then it's affecting our youth in so many different ways. And then that leads to that lack of motivation, like I was kind of saying, that negativity, yeah, and things like that.
Yeah, it is. It's a big challenge out there. And we as parents, we want to encourage and inspire and empower our kids. What are some of the things that you're telling parents to do, Tracy, as you do things with your son and you're still training. What's some of your advice to our moms out there about helping our kids?
Because I have an 18 and a 22-year-old, yeah, and still to this day, sometimes we'll have like a family meeting, like on Sundays, and we make it fun where we could all talk about our wins, our struggles for the week. All of us, myself, my husband, and the two boys. And then also like what they would have liked to seen from maybe one another. Mm. Maybe we missed like a cue when they were upset or something like that, but we have a good communication
style. Like a family debriefing.
Family. Yeah. Yeah. I hate saying family meeting, but we make it fun. Actually, yeah, we end up having fun. And then the second thing that I'm telling parents, I don't want this to come off wrong, but a lot of kids will see themselves as the victim. And of course, when we're talking about bullying and cyberbullying, sure, there are a lot of victims, right? Maybe, yeah, people are not being kind to them. But I do think I see a lot of clients that will say, oh, this girl didn't say hi to me, or she doesn't like me anymore. We walk past each other in the hall. Like, instead of like looking, maybe she was having a bad day. Maybe she didn't see you, right? Instead of automatically saying like, look at what's happening to me, taking control of your life and like really just looking at it in a different lens. Because I think we like the kids are just so like poor me, instead of like I'm trying to teach them to empower themselves and to really just not care about that stuff.
Well, the culture is oppressed or
Yeah.
oppressor. The culture has done nothing but divide everyone.
You're
That's
right.
been the greatest goal in every school and every home. They're making the parents the enemy. They're making, if you're Republican, you're a Democrat, you're the bad guy. If you're white or you're black, you're the bad person. I mean, the division
Yeah.
has been really making everybody either the victor or the victim. And it has really been a horrible situation, especially with this young generation. Kaden, to you, I want to
Yes.
ask you this question because your mom just talked from her perspective as a mom. What would you say to the moms that are listening that would help their kids, like from your generation? What do we need to do more of?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is just building that trust, especially from a young age. And I know for me, one thing I love to do, especially if it's nice out, is going on a walk. And we've been doing this for a while, ever since I was probably in, fifth, sixth grade, is going on walks with my mom and dad and just talking about life and what I've kind of been facing and seeing at school or, within my sports. So that would probably be the number one thing I would say, just trying to build that trust factor at a young age, but especially as they grow up, continuing to try to build that trust. So you have your son or daughter that is gonna go open up to you about something if they are facing it in school or within their friendship or even within the family, they feel comfortable enough to share, what they're kind of seeing or how they're feeling about something.
Such good
Can I add
advice.
one more thing?
Yeah,
Sorry,
go
I was just
ahead.
going to add one more thing. Also, go into their world. So my 18-year-old is all sports, like an athlete. He likes watching them. He likes doing them. Like I'm the mom that is going out and shooting baskets with him, and then we talk. He's not going to want to go on a walk like Caden and have that like deep conversation. Every kid is different. So I go into his world and I'll be like throwing the football. We play pickleball. We're super competitive, but we have the best conversations doing it.
Yeah,
And
that's a
that's,
good point because kids are all different. You and your brother are completely different. My three are all different. And as parents, that is a key to parenting too, is figuring out how do you connect with each of them? How do you help them pursue their strengths? How do you reflect their weaknesses? But like my daughter and I, we walk every night. My son, he doesn't like to walk. He likes to do other things. And, some people, everybody's just different. So there's different ways that you have to connect with everyone.
yeah, exactly right. And the comfortability trust factor, like I was just talking about, can start with finding, what they're interested in. My brother's interested in sports and things like that. So my mom getting out there and shooting hoops or, playing baseball with him allows, him to connect with her that much more.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Kaden, let's talk a little bit about the program that you created now. And from the one-on-one, give us kind of a quick introduction to it and where we can find it. And then we'll have Tracy mention that as well. And I've got a couple other questions for you. But we're talking about you doing all this coaching, and I want you to explain it to our moms and what services basically you're providing.
So I offer one-on-one coaching and then group workshops, which could be for schools and then school assemblies for the whole schools. And, I always say I'm young, relatable, and relevant. So I understand what your son or daughter are going through as I was in high school 4 years ago. I was in middle school 7 years ago, and I understand. And whether you're a mom or dad or even a principal watching this, you might be able to tell. You might be telling your students or your son or daughter the same things I'm saying, but it's just so much different coming from someone like me. So
Like a
I make
peer,
our
right?
sessions and workshops, assemblies very interactive, very heartfelt, very motivating as well. And very, there's a lot of learning aspects to that as well, where they're not just sitting there and listening, they're going to apply. I'm giving them some things to work on for the week if it is a one-on-one coaching session. And then if it's a school, going in and saying, hey, let's bring some people up to the front, or I'm going to bring the microphone up there. So giving them that voice to share, what they're going through, what they're seeing and stuff like that. And just building that trust factor within the coaching and then going to these schools is just awesome because they can connect with me and my team that much more.
Tell her about the speed connecting activity that you do at the schools.
Yeah, so there's an activity I call speed connecting. It's really cool too because I teach all the communication skills, like I was kind of saying earlier. So the body language, how to start, expand, and end a conversation, all of that good stuff. So I teach that, and then what I do is I line all the students up facing one another, and they talk maybe for a minute, minute and a half, applying the communication tips and techniques they just learned. And from there, Debbie, they rotate. So this gives an opportunity to apply what they're learning and practice, right? I always say that confidence comes from being prepared, which will lead you to feel like you're ready. So in order to grow your confidence when you're meeting new people or building a stronger friendship, you have to be prepared, and it starts with practicing. So this speed connecting activity is a really cool opportunity for them to practice what they learn, but also to connect with other people in their classes and things like that that maybe they haven't talked to. And it really brings the grade or this whole school that much closer with one another. So that's one of the activities that I share at a school assembly.
I mean, this is so cool to see somebody 22, right? Are you 22?
Yes, 22.
Okay. Out there making a positive impact on his generation, and a mother who obviously trained up her child in just a very powerful way of communication. I mean, we as parents, right, we're the example. I mean, we are the greatest influencers in our kids' lives, and we need to be influencing them on every level, every corner, every moment. And sometimes it's exhausting, but it is the highest calling and the greatest gift that we can get is to be a mom and to love our child and to help them on their journey. What are some of the things that you would tell our moms that they could actually start practicing right now in their home that maybe you think, maybe doesn't get enough attention?
I would say
for me or Kaden. Okay.
Either way, both of you.
Go ahead, Kaden.
Yeah. So I was going to say the biggest thing would be like the communication. So doing almost like some mock conversation type of things would be really cool to focus on. So here are how you can have or ask the right types of questions. Here's how you connect with one another, things like that. And also doing some goal setting work. Okay, we're going to set a goal for you this week. And then this week, we're going to work towards achieving that. What do your daily habits need to look like? What action do you need to take? What does your mindset have to look like? So giving them some fun things to work towards. And then when they achieve it, for an example, they'd be able to make a new friend by applying those communication skills they worked on, or even they see some progress towards that goal. It makes them feel good. And also at the end of it, will bring the son or daughter closer with the parents. So that's kind of what I would say for both communication, goal setting. Of course, there's a lot more.
Yeah.
I'll add, I was big on making my kids at a very young age order their own food at a restaurant. Yeah. I still see young adults, their parents ordering for them. Also, like anytime they could call up and, you know, order the pizza on the phone, like have your kid do that, yes. Make it fun. Fundraising, my boys were both in a ton of sports. We had, you know, those wonderful fundraisers. You always have to like sell these tickets, everything. I never did it. I made them do videos and I made them go door to door and I made them work for it at a very young age because it makes them practice. And then another thing I'll piggyback on Kaden is advocating for themselves with a teacher. So Kaden will walk through role plays like, okay, you got an F on this test. Here's how you can approach the teacher. You acknowledge the mistake. You acknowledge you didn't do it. What could they do? Because it shows the teacher you're trying. But they, a lot of times, parents will jump in and kind of save the day, be the ones that are reaching out to the teacher for them. So he teaches them to have autonomy and independence and bringing that to the teacher as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm just kind of reflecting. I was out to dinner with my niece and she's got a little one. She's about 5 years old. And I said, oh my gosh, none of us don't have a fork. And she barely can, you know, she's just in kindergarten. And she said, oh no, let's have her do that. That's a great little exercise for her. And it was great. So she went up and she asked for the fork and she's just 5 years old, but it was great. It's exactly what you're saying. I'm just thinking about my kids when they'd be like, well, I'm never going to get this job or I'm never going to, I said, good, take it as practice. Apply for everything. Take it as practice, you know, and if you've got to go through a job interview and you don't get it at the end of the day, or you've got to apply to something, or you got to put yourself out there, take it as practice. Because you're going to get better every time you do it. And you're right. Mom and dad comes in a lot of times and we fix it. And we've got to let them weed it out and figure out how to do it. Sometimes we're just always saving the day. Or it's easier if we do it, you know. But no, they've got to.
And like, I'll help them with like how to say it, what to say. Like maybe, you know, when Kaden was younger, AJ, they would write the email to the teacher and I would have a look and give them feedback on it. Right. But so I'm involved, but you kind of got to let them figure it out in some way too. And then he created the Mission Academy, which is just about to get launched. It's a video subscription. So he did that because school assemblies, okay, when he's done and him and his team, they're giving autographs. These kids actually gravitate towards him. I know he's not going to brag about it, but the kids love him because he goes in and talks about Investing in yourself is cool. And what he used to think was lame is actually cool. And what he thought was cool was actually lame. So he really relates to them. But the principals and teachers are like, okay, now after the assembly, now what? Because we want more of you. So there's only one Caden. So he created this like over 100 different videos, all these different topics where they have weekly videos that are about 2 to 4 minutes and then a challenge for the week. Each one, it's like a worksheet that they can do. So
I love it. It's
for schools or for parents to get for their child. So it's awesome. It goes from like time management, 1% better every day, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, where do we get all this at, Caden? Tell us about the website.
Yeah. So you can find all of it on my website. It's vitfactor.com. So that's VITTFactor.com. I always like to spell it out, but you can find a lot of information on there about my one-on-one coaching, what I offer for school assemblies, and of course, the Mission Academy program.
All right.
Debbie, can he tell you how he came up with VitFactor?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I started
VitFactor. The name.
Yep. The name, because my grandma, who I call Tia, always told me that I had the it factor since about 2-3 years old. All these little things she's saying, Caden, you have the it factor. She'd whisper it in my ear. And then over time, you know, when I created my business, I saw my last name, Vittorini. And I remember my grandma Tia always told me that I had the it factor. So I took Vittorini, being my last name, it factor, and then put it together to create the Vit factor. You got to find your it factor in life.
That is so great. You must be just over the moon, Trace.
I am. Yes. You can see I'm beaming over here. Yeah. And I so appreciate you giving us the opportunity to kind of try to help more kids. Right. So if a mom sees this and she's like, okay, I'm going to try some of these tips. We want all the kids to be happy and successful.
I'd like you both to close with some encouraging words, because, you know, Tracy, it is difficult times for our moms. Could you share some words of encouragement as we wrap up this podcast? And again, we'll go over the websites and let everybody know where they can find your material. But just some heart-to-heart message to our moms from you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be okay, right? You're doing all of the right things. Sometimes kids have their own timeline on when they want to actually listen to you. And they will find themselves. You just have to be consistent and stay on that same track with them and let them know that you're there for them. And then also just really knowing that as they get older, you actually become closer. I totally believe that. I think they realize how much their mom is there for them. And that, I mean, he sends me an I love you text every single night. And something that I did that day, I wake up every morning for 4 years with an I love you text from Caden. And just knowing that it gets better is what I have to see. Yeah, that would be my words of encouragement.
That's really,
just stay
that is so
on
true.
It and believe in them. Yeah.
That is so true. And to you, Caden, what would you say to either to the moms or the young people that are listening here, or to both?
Yeah, so I'll make it a little bit towards the young people, as my mom covered, towards moms, but realizing that your mom wants the best for you. You know, she might tell you things that you don't want to hear, but deep down, she wants to see you succeed. She sees your potential. So believing that, knowing that that's that one person that'll never turn their back on you. So knowing that, but also going to your life, if you know, you're in elementary, middle school, or high school watching this, that I want you to realize that you have the power to create the life you want to live. And I understand that you might want things to happen now. You want to see your grades go up. You want to make new friends. You want things to get better in your sports clubs or activities. So I want you to focus on becoming 1% better every single day. That's my Vit Factor motto. So when you wake up, ask yourself, how can I become better than I was yesterday? What does that look like for me as a student, an athlete, a friend, a son or daughter? And that's what I want you to focus on. And over time, that'll lead you to create that life that you want to live and to show yourself that it is possible.
I love that 1% better. And that's really what we want to do every day. We want to be growing, and to God be the glory too, asking him for as much help and guidance as we can. It's just a tough world. And no one, I say this to my kids the entire time we were raising them up, no one loves you more than mom or dad. No one wants you to succeed more than mom or dad. And no one will ever be there more than mom and dad. So on that note, What's Teen Edge? Yeah. What's the website's one last time?
And teen-edge.com.
All right.
And for the Vit Factor.com.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you,
we
Debbie.
so
Appreciate
appreciate you. Keep speaking truth and encouraging and inspiring the next generation. And thank you, Tracy, for really starting this. You see what happens when a mama gets inspired and she follows her calling?
Yes. So all the moms, keep going. Do what you want to do. Look, like, you can do it.
Yeah. You'll be a world changer. God bless you guys. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Caden, for a really great conversation. Again, let me just highlight their websites. It's teen-edge.com and then vitfactor.com. Please check it out. What great resources they have. And to all our moms out there today, thank you for joining us. We so appreciate you here at the Moms for America podcast. We're here every week to inspire you, to empower you, and to encourage you on your journey through motherhood. So God bless you. Hope to see you next week. And as always, please share, share, share. Thanks. A special thank you to our sponsors, the Herzog Foundation and Tuvu. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.